Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme in the second hour is media. All of my guests are going to be discussing media in one form or another. My first guest understands film, filmmaking and editing, and how to tell a good story. We'll examine the video revolution sweeping the nation and discuss how to create video that doesn't suck. My second guest is probably secretly laughing at me for being on terrestrial radio. He believes that traditional media is dying. He espouses democracy when it comes to the media. Anyone and everyone can be the media. We'll discuss his latest book titled Be the Media. My third guest is an expert on TV advertising and commercials. The demographics for watching media is changing, but advertisers still seek the coveted 18 to 49-year-old demographic. We'll discuss whether advertisers are out of touch with today's media audience. And if you want to join the conversation, call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Larry Jordan, is a producer, director, editor, and consultant and Apple-certified trainer for the past 25 years in video production and post-production. He currently uses his award-winning skills in training editors to use Final Cut Studio. Larry is the executive producer and host of the Creative Planet's digital production Buzz. He is also the author of 5 books on Final Cut Studio and publisher of a monthly online newsletter covering Final Cut Studio, now in its 6th year of publication. And member of both the Directors Guild of America and the Producers Guild of America. He is a post-production consultant to Los Angeles Broadcast and Production Studios. He's recognized as one of the top 100 corporate producers in the United States. Larry was one of the first 4 Apple-certified trainers in the U.S. to receive credentials as an advanced-level Final Cut Pro instructor. Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you today?
Bill, it's a wonderful pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest. As a true subject matter expert, I love to talk to people like yourself about trends that are going on in the United States. So let's set the stage for listeners, if we can, please, about how pervasive video is in today's society.
I think you only have to look at today's paper when, in the business section, Cisco Systems, which is a major networking vendor, issued a report yesterday saying that the number of people watching video on the internet is going to double in the next 3 years to 1.5 billion people.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Netflix accounts for more than a quarter of all web traffic just with its movie streaming.
It is amazing. And what makes it more interesting is 90% of American homes have some form of a video camera. And as a society, we upload 24 hours of video to the web every single minute. We watch 2 billion videos a day on YouTube, and you just mentioned that's going to double by the year 2015, as it was reported in the paper today. So when you started your business, when started in the business back in Baltimore, you had video cameras in a TV studio setting. They were bulky. You actually had to have 2 people to wheel them around the studio. Today, you can fit a video camera into your shirt pocket. So what's interesting to me is the rules of making good video probably haven't changed over the last century, however. So talk to us about some of those rules. What's important when you're creating your own video, whether it's for home use, your baby's birthday party, or whether it's for business use, a product demo video or something of that nature? What are some of the rules that you need to live by, Larry?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I put together a list of Larry's 10 tips just for you to be able to answer that exact question. And are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay, the first one is don't edit your home movies. And the reason is the people in them are way too important to cut out. So just take your home movies and put them on the shelf and don't worry about editing them. What we want to do instead is think about what we hate about everybody else's home movies. Why do you hate watching somebody else's home movies? One, the camera work is shaky and handheld. The shots are out of focus. You've got incomprehensible images, inaudible audio. It's everything that you don't like about movies that you didn't take.
Okay.
So a good video tells a story. You want to find what that story is, and you found your video. So let's say you're doing a business presentation. Why should somebody care about your product? Even if it's only a 30-second commercial, or it's a 2-minute training tape, or it's a 15-minute explanation of the details of a product, you've got to find a reason, a story to sort of weave into what you're showing. The fourth rule is not to create a video that you want to watch. The goal is to create a video that someone who has never seen it wants to watch. When you watch it, you think, oh, I remember how hard it was to get that shot. Oh, I worked so hard to put that dissolve in. Oh, I had to do this. Well, you're thinking about all the process work that went into that video. You're not thinking about the video itself. So your goal is not to use you as the subject. It's to use someone that doesn't care, that's bored, doesn't particularly want to watch it. That's who you're creating the video for.
All right.
That's where most business videos break down. They're created for the people that created the video, and that's not the audience.
Great. How do you find that hook, Larry, before I let you go on your list? How do you find that hook? How do you know what it is that's going to be important to the other people?
Well, one thing is you could ask them. I mean, if you're going to invest the time and the money, and you know the money is less than it used to be. It used to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now it's less. But you still have to shoot it. You still have to edit it. You've got to compress it. You've got to post it to the web. There is some amount of work on your part that's involved. It seems to me only reasonable that you might want to ask somebody what they would like to learn.
Okay, fair enough.
So ask your audience. And think of it another way. You're a business, and customers come into your business, and you say, you know, I wanted to put a video together, and I'm thinking of a couple things. You don't have to do a formal survey and hire a research firm, though you can if you've got the money, but just asking your customers what they'd like to see. Would you like to see a behind the scenes of how we put this together? Maybe that's a good place to start. Remember,
okay,
the fifth rule, and this one is really like number prime 1A, is the most important part of your video is the audio. It isn't the quality of your picture. It's the quality of your sound that people are going to pay attention to.
Interesting. Now talk to me more about that. Why is it so important?
Okay, I'll give you a really good example. You will sit and watch thumbnail-sized videos that are out of focus on the web if they've got good audio. And you will walk out of a 5-story-high, immaculately photographed IMAX movie if the sound is too loud. I know this for a fact because I saw an IMAX theater empty when they didn't set the volumes properly.
Mm.
200 people hit the exits. The pictures were gorgeous. The sound was unlivable.
Mm.
And what is the absolute number one first thing that people do when they're shooting a video? They use the camera mic. And all of a sudden, the sound is hollow and empty. I was watching an exercise trainer talk about how to do a particular exercise. And she was on a camera mic, and there was so much echo in the room, her lips were moving, you couldn't hear what she was doing. Pictures were gorgeous. The sound was unlivable.
All right.
If you're going to invest any time into putting your video together, get yourself great sound. Hire somebody to run a microphone. Figure out where the microphone has to go. Don't spend a dime lighting. Get the cheapest camera you can and invest your money in sound, and people will think you're the next Francis Ford Coppola.
Interesting.
It's amazing the power that good audio has to improve your picture.
We're talking to Larry Jordan. We're talking about video that doesn't suck. So I guess, Larry, leading into that, I mean, today I've got iPhones and Android phones that can take movies and so forth. Can you create a powerful movie using an iPhone or a Droid, or is it the sound quality just going to kill it?
No, totally. You can create a powerful movie with anything that takes pictures. But think about what your goal is. I'll skip down to point eight. The point is that we use dialogue to tell story. We use music to tell emotion. So if the purpose of somebody talking on camera is to explain something, doesn't it make sense that you'd want to hear what they're saying in a clear fashion?
Sure.
So why spend tons of money with anything else until you get the audio fixed? And yes, you can absolutely bring audio into an iPhone, or what you do is you use the iPhone to take the close-up pictures of the doohickey doing its thing, or the fringe localizer, French standing, the IMAX and whatever, and you use that for your pictures, and then you put those pictures into a standard camera that's got a microphone plugged into it. You have lots of different tools. A lot of producers assume the one they own is the best one. The one that you own may or may not be the best one. Can you get good audio? That's the biggest knock I have against cheap cameras. Not that they're cheap, but that you're spending all of your time doing the wrong thing, taking a picture that you can't hear.
Good advice. All right, let's go on with your list. So video's the most, audio is the most important
that
part of the video.
Number five, mm-hmm. Probably number one. Point six, no time you spend lighting is ever wasted. If you think about walking into a room, it's got overhead fluorescent lights, which automatically put bags under people's eyes and make the picture go green. So turn off the overhead lights. Turn on some incandescent lights, some table lamps, something that comes in at a lower angle. If you've got the money, invest in some studio lighting. Soft lights, which are not a brand name but a style of lighting. Soft lights are wonderful for making people look good. And you're not going to turn out Casablanca, but you are going to turn out video that's going to look a whole lot better than stuff that's shot with ceiling lights. And again, you're not doing the movie for yourself. You're doing the movie for people that don't want to watch it.
Good advice. All right, what's number seven on the list, Larry?
Seven is shorter is always better than longer. If you've got a story, the less time you take to tell it, the more likely people are to watch it. So I do training, and what I will do is I'll do a very short 45-second to a minute-and-a-half piece of training that says, this is what we're going to talk about. People can watch that, decide if they want to invest the time, and if they do, then they click a longer movie, which gives them more information.
Hmm.
And if they don't, they've only invested 45 seconds of their time, and they know that I'm a resource they can go to in the future.
Good idea. All right, Larry, what's next on the list?
If you have to use special effects, there's something wrong with your story.
Wow.
Here's a classic example, a music video. If you've got a musician that can perform, why are you moving the camera? They can perform. Let the camera hold still and let them do their thing. Think of Madonna videos or Michael Jackson videos or Fred Astaire videos. The camera just stays put and lets them act within it. The dead giveaway to somebody that can't sing and can't dance is they take the camera handheld, they surround them with virtually naked dancers, they shoot everything except the performer, and they cut it so quickly you can't see what's going on. This is simply editorial shorthand for these people can't sing and they can't dance. If you've got to use special effects, then you've got the wrong story.
Okay, good enough. What's the last on your list, number 10?
Number 9 was we use dialogue to tell the story. We use music to tell the emotion. So we tell people how to feel with music. We tell people what to think with the dialogue. And number 10 is don't try to make your video perfect. Just focus on making each video you do better than the last one.
All right, good advice. So make everything better and improve along the way. We're talking to Larry Jordan. We're talking about video that doesn't suck. Larry, for some of my listeners who didn't hear the opening and hear your introduction, talk to me about some of the customers, the types of projects that you work on in your company today.
Well, we've worked on everything for dramas for PBS to breaking news to more live broadcasts than I can shake a stick at. We've got corporate clients all over the world. But the principal focus that I do is I help people understand how to make better video. And you can do that at my website, which is Larry Jordan, LarryJordan, LarryJordan.biz. Not .com, but .biz, B-I-Z.
.biz. All right, Larry.
A very cool site also, which is the number 2 Real, R-E-E-L, TwoRealGuys.com. Two Real Guys, which is a study hosted by Norman Holland and myself, which talks about the aesthetics of putting video together. LarryJordan.biz is technology, and TwoRealGuys.com is aesthetics. I'd love to have you visit both.
Oh, that is great. Now, Larry, I'm going to come back to talking more about the actual hands-on video, because a lot of us have video cameras sitting around the house and so forth, maybe want to throw their video into some editing software and so forth. Talk to me. You said that sound is the most important thing, but if you had to look out there for somebody who's just beginning, maybe wants to do an industrial or a business video, what would be the type of camera range that you would be looking at to get reasonably good results for them?
Well, I think as long as you have a camera that can take an external microphone, that's the first rule. Once you've got a camera that takes an external microphone, and if you're new, spending $500 to $1,000 for a camera strikes me as reasonable, and I don't buy cameras, so I don't recommend brands.
Okay.
But the idea is to be sure you get clean audio, and then after that, any camera you get will get you started. What you'll discover as you work with the camera is where you need to have additional power or additional features, so then you'll step up into something which costs more money. There's a reason why professionals shoot with $70,000, $80,000 cameras. You get results you can't get with a $500 camera. But if you're new, starting inexpensively, as long as it takes a microphone, it's a good place to start.
All right, good. Now, your expertise, your forte is really in editing. And you can edit a movie, whether you take it on your iPhone or you take it on one of the more expensive cameras, in a variety of different ways. Talk to me about editing software, really from the simple to the more sophisticated. What's out there to help you edit and produce this final video?
Well, probably on the PC, the leading software is Sony Vegas, published by Sony. Edius, E-D-I-U-S, is also another good opportunity. These are designed to give you everything from entry-level into more professional work. On the Macintosh side, iMovie clearly is a great place to start. It's bundled with all Macintosh operating systems. It's got a simple-to-use interface. And for people, again, that are trying to get their feet wet and get a handle on what's going on, iMovie is a good place to start. On the Macintosh, as you move up into professional editing, you have three choices. You've got Adobe Premiere, you've got Avid Media Composer, and Apple's Final Cut Pro. For people that need cross-platform, Windows and Macintosh, Adobe Premiere is probably the best choice. And for people that want to work at the high end of the market where they want to do really high-quality work, Avid Media Composer and Apple Final Cut Pro are the two best choices.
Wow, you're great. Larry, you are a wealth of information. We've been talking to Larry Jordan. We've been talking about video that doesn't suck. Larry, if people are interested and they do want to learn more about you, give us those websites again where they can go and visit to learn more about you.
The best place is LarryJordan.biz, LarryJordan.biz. Or if you want to learn about the aesthetics of storytelling, REEL. Guys, G-U-I-S, TwoRealGuys.com.
TwoRealGuys.com. Larry, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.